We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is wishing you the happiest of holidays. And to kick off the season of giving, DraftKings has new promotions and odds boosts every day this week. Football teams are in the hunt to secure their place in the playoffs. College basketball season is getting underway. No better place to get in on all the action. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now. You don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Bob and Andy are back, and guys, we have an Ask Ross winner. Yes. Doug from Wellsboro. Yes, Andy, I did remember, even without a reminder from you. So, all right, guys, Bob Flounders, Andy Shea back in. We are going to talk Michigan State football coming up this weekend. Bob, let's start with you. What's the scouting report on Michigan State?
Very, you know, the Big Ten season in general has been a little bit hard to predict. You can just look at Penn State, 0-5 to start the year. No wins at home, even though there's no fans. Two-game win streak. Michigan State, you know, you look at their season, 2-4. But they have a signature win. They beat Northwestern 29-20. What I would say about Michigan State is this is a team with a first-year coach, Mel Tucker, succeeding longtime Michigan State coach Mark D'Antonio. And I'm sure he's still trying to get the culture the way that he wants it. He wants to get the roster the way he wants it. He wants the athletes he wants. I'm sure the schemes he's trying to run, I don't know that he has the personnel necessarily to run them. He's going to have to recruit better. But when you look at his team, when they've lost games this year, they have lost those games. They have been dusted. So this is a team, I think, my read on them from afar is if you get up on them, they discourage pretty easily. It happened last week against Ohio State, and they ended up giving up 52 points. They made a trip to Iowa, and they just got steamrolled by the Hawkeyes. And the Hawkeyes did a lot of the things, guys, that what Penn State's going to try and do to this team. They just tried to run the ball right down their throat. They had a little success early, and it just got worse and worse, which makes the win over Northwestern even more, you know, perplexing. But I'm just chalking it up to 2020 and the beauty of this crazy year. This is a team, I think, that if Penn State plays the style of play that they played the last 2 weeks, not minimize mistakes, commit to the running game, don't put it in the quarterback's hands necessarily to win the game. Get a lead. Commit to the run. I think that if they get a lead on Michigan State, I think this Michigan State team might go very quietly. They have an issue at quarterback. I'm not sure Rocky Lombardi, their starter for most of the year, is going to be good enough to go in this game. He might be a game-time decision. The drop-off is pretty good behind him. I think all the arrows really kind of point in Penn State's favor. And I think Penn State has shown late in the season these games kind of matter to them, whereas I think some of the teams they played, I didn't really sense that this late in the season. They looked a little fatigued. I think Penn State's looked pretty fresh. I'd be really surprised if we don't see an effort from Penn State similar to the ones that we saw at Michigan and at Rutgers.
Andy, Bob alluded to it a bit, the quarterback issues at Michigan State. Mm-hmm. This has been the case the last couple weeks. Michigan, Rutgers, they each had issues at quarterback. There's not great quarterback play there. with the importance of that position in college football, this seems like another case this week where Penn State does have the advantage at the quarterback position, and that could probably end up being the difference in the game.
Albeit a slight advantage if they take care of the football, right? I will grant you that. Couple things is, first of all, I can't believe the DraftKings line on 14.5 is a little shocking to me. But the quarterback position, Rocky Lombardi got hurt against Ohio State last week, did not return. And I actually shamefully am going to admit that I watched the Michigan State-Northwestern game. He's a flamethrower, right? Like, they got out of the gate. He throws a really good long ball. He's very inconsistent. Michigan State scored 17 points in the first quarter and then hung on for dear life for three quarters because after his hot early start, he did absolutely nothing. So they have huge issues at the quarterback position. Their run game, they don't get much out of it. They have one big receiver. They're not that hard to defend. And what has stood out to me in the last 2 weeks at Michigan and at Rutgers, while taking care of the football, has been very obvious. It's been the improvement and what the defense has done, because through the first five games, I was just like, they were so jaw-droppingly disappointing during that five-game slide because of what they had on the table and what you knew was there. And I think you've seen more of that the last two games.
It's definitely been a different type of offense these last couple games. Effective but conservative, Bob. Is that what you think we're going to see from Penn State? Could it possibly be as conservative as it was last week against Rutgers?
Well, I think it will be, and I think it needs to be, because I think that gives them the best chance to win. You know, you're now later into the year where the wind and the cold are probably more in play. But guys, if you'll just remember, in the games where they really either won or had chances to win, it's really been, even the Indiana game, they threw that long touchdown pass to Jahan Dotson to kind of take control of the game. But it was really Sean Clifford kind of, he ran for 100 yards in that game. They ran the ball a lot in that game. They ran the ball late in the Nebraska loss. I thought they were much better than Nebraska in the second half. I think they ran it almost 50 times. They just couldn't finish in the red zone. Or they probably win that game. I just think if you look at Penn State and when they've been the most competitive this year, when the rushes are at 50 or around 50, it allows them to kind of dictate. They've kept the ball for more than 36 minutes the last two games. It's kept their defense fresh. It's kind of minimized maybe some of the flaws in that defense as well. Between the two running quarterbacks and the three running backs they have, the two true freshmen, Kevon Lee and Keziah Holmes and Devin Ford, they certainly have enough quality runners to run the ball 50 to 55 times. And I just think with no Pat Freiermuth, I think Parker Washington got a little banged up late last week against Rutgers. They really only have a couple of options they like to throw the ball to. And I also think that Kirk Ciarrocca has realized that their best offense is with two tight ends in the game and not three wideouts. To me, I think they're going to run it. I think they're going to throw it off of the running game like they did on the touchdown throw from Clifford to Washington early last week. But if they get a lead, I don't think you're going to see them take a lot of risks. And I think they trust that offensive line this late in the year against the Michigan State team that we talked about. When they get down early, they kind of hang their heads a little bit. I would expect them to run the ball at least 50 times against Michigan State.
Go ahead, Andy. You wanted to say something?
Yeah, Bob brought it up right at the end. To me, you could talk about the skill guys and all that. To me, it's the way the offensive line has sort of developed or sort of has shown itself. He's right. In the Indiana game, I thought the offensive line, I was like, they are really good. But then during the next few games, as they struggled and tried to, while turning the ball over, they're not that adequate. How's that for a nice term? At pass blocking. They're just not good at it, right? Okay, Clifford holds the ball too long and he's staring his receivers down and he doesn't have good pocket presence, ducks out. Yes, that is all true, but it's also true that they're not very good at pass blocking. But in terms of run blocking, they are, I would say, well above average and outstanding. I've been particularly impressed with Will Fries, Bob, because they've been flipping in between guard and tackle in the game. And it hasn't mattered where he's been. He's been efficient and effective. And that's hard to do, to go from right tackle and right. jump into guard for a series, then you're back out of tackle. They keep moving him around, and it's working. So Bob's right. If they don't run it 50 times this game, it would be crazy. And the other thing is, they need to come up with a little bit of a new package for Will Fries. I get it. Yeah, just one. Just one little wrinkle, please. I get it. And he's a bull in the china shop, and it works and it is effective, but it's not going to work every time. One little wrinkle would be nice. That's all.
Well, I found it interesting that James Franklin said, yeah, maybe we should, put a pass play in there also. I would settle for him handing the ball off to a running back just for a little variety. anything just a little bit different. He was actually 17 for 17. He had 17 plays in the game, and he ran all 17 plays, sometimes pretty effectively. All right, Bob, it's that time. Our DraftKings spread is Penn State is a 14.5-point favorite.
Wow.
Andy alluded to that. It may seem a little high, but we thought that last week against Rutgers, and they covered. Bob, get your prediction in there.
Yeah, I like Penn State to cover in this game. I think that the formula will largely stay the same. If they get a lead early, I think it greatly enhances their chances. I'm a big fan. I don't think you can feed Kevon Lee enough. I think he's got to get the ball 18 to 20 times. I got it 30-13 Penn State, guys. And I would just say the last couple of games, you finally started to see Brandon Smith start to play like a five-star at linebacker, disruptive player. I look for another big play from him in the game, but I like him to cover 30-13.
All right. 30-13, that's what Bob has, and he has Penn State covering, which leads us to this moment. Andrew P., we need your prediction for the game and a bold prediction.
The way this Michigan defense has success is throwing the quarterback off his spot and getting him out of rhythm in the passing game. Penn State does not need to throw the ball in this football game to have success. So what Michigan State is good at defensively is irrelevant. I have Penn State winning 27-13, 14.5 seems high, but I still think they're going to win the game, and they're going to come very close to covering. My bold prediction, redshirt freshman cornerback Joey Porter Jr. gets his first career interception against the Spartans.
Out. All right.
All right.
You heard it here first. Joey Porter Jr. with his first pick. All right, guys. Thank you very much. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to join us next time.
To kick off the season of giving, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new players the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN. That's code KSN for limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.